Hi, this is ESPN's Dave Lamont, and you're listening to the Sports Objective Podcast, the unofficial podcast of the Pirates.
Welcome into the Sports Objective. We appreciate everyone tuning in whenever and however you are watching or listening. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, and pretty much anywhere podcasts are found. We're continuing to talk East Carolina Pirate football 2.5 months from kickoff. And back at the end of spring ball, we heard from Mike Houston and staff, and Coach Houston actually was on the program and talked about how he would continue to add pieces to the roster throughout the summer months. And right now, very excited to be joined by one of those new pieces to the East Carolina football roster from Germany, Max Launch. Max, we appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. We know the significant time difference. It's about 10:15 in the evening for you. So really appreciate your time. Appreciate you coming on with us on such short notice. But, you know, if you would, before we talk about, you know, what really excited you about coming to East Carolina, if you would just talk about everything that's, you know, just how you found out, you know, just your exposure to Division I college football there in Germany.
Yeah, definitely. So, like, 4 or 5 years ago, I started playing football in Germany. I played for my hometown team in Germany. It's more like a hobby over here. I started playing for fun, just tried to like start something new. And then I had that like feeling, I knew I can play on a higher level. So I tried to go to a bigger club in Germany and I played for them. And I don't know, somehow I just made it to the national team. And then I got like recruited by a nonprofit organization. They tried to like place kids from Europe in the States, and yeah, I told them I wanna play in the States, high school football or college football, whatever needs to go first. And so I decided to go to a high school, so I played there for 2 years now in Georgia. Yeah, and I always had the dream that I want to go to the next level after high school, but I mean, y'all know it's a tough way. It's hard. It's difficult, especially if you're from Germany. It's like completely different over in the States. It's faster, it's more physical, more complicated. So I had to get used to that. And yeah, I just gave my best. And at the end, it worked out for me and was definitely a good experience, but definitely a tough one.
You talk about a faster, more physical game. I know I was reading that when you came over from Germany that you were, what, about 6'4"? 6'5", shy of 200 pounds, and now you're what, 6'6", and about 245 or 50 pounds?
Yeah, I'm like 6'6", 250 now, and I came here and I was 6'5", 185 or something, so I was a skinny wide receiver. Yeah, came over to the U.S., and yeah, my coach told me if I get some weight on, there's a good chance for me to play tight end or defensive end at the next level. So I gained like 30 pounds my first year, and then after my junior season I was like maybe 225 or something. And then after my senior season I was like, if I want to make it to the next level, I need good film, but I also need to be big in person. So I tried to get up to 250 and it worked out. And yeah, I'm still fast, physical, so I'm still running like a 4.6 40 time, and yeah, 6.6 250. yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things that really stood out to me when I was reading about you, is your 4.6 speed over 40 yards at that size. I'm sure that's one of the many things that jumped off to Coach Latrell Scott at East Carolina, and obviously Mike Houston, Donnie Kirkpatrick, and the rest of that offensive staff.
Yes, sir.
So talk about how you met Coach Scott and that East Carolina coaching staff. You had heard of the Pirates program, and you drove from, I guess, there in the state of Georgia, 7 or 8 hours up to Greenville to go through the camps?
Yeah. So I went to a lot of camps in the summer, like first weeks of June. And I mean, I played in Georgia, so I definitely I heard about ECU in the past, and I went to a lot of camps, and ECU came to, I think, the second camp. Like, I was at LaGrange or something. They had like 40 schools there, and ECU was one of them. And they told me they want to see some tight end stuff, some blocking drills and stuff like that. So I met some of the coaches, and then the head coach wasn't there, so I told them I'm interested, but they told me if I want to get the chance to see the head coach and all the other coaches, I have to get on campus for a camp or something. So, we scheduled the time when they had a camp. So, yeah, I just signed up for the normal camp, and then I drove 7.5 hours all the way up to campus from downtown Atlanta, where we stayed at that time. And yeah, I mean, it was definitely worth it. And then I got my offer the same day, right after the workout. And I committed. I mean, maybe 4 hours later, I told Coach Houston, I called him and I said, I'm going to commit, and feels like home. So I want to just don't want to wait for any other schools or something to recruit me. I just want to, you know, close the deal and just get it done and just get ready for the future, you know.
Which one of the prospect camps was it that you attended on the ECU campus? Was it the one in the beginning of June?
Yeah, it was, I think it was June the 10th or something, or 9th. It was last week, Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. I knew that there was one going on. I was in town for the baseball regionals, and I remember I think both of those first 2 weekends of June, both the regional and super regional weekends, for Pirate fans who were listening, I'm sure they noticed, and there were camps going on with hundreds of prospects there on the Cliff Moore practice facility.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was the weekend when they played Texas. And,
yes.
Yeah, so I got to watch that game as well, and had my workout, and yeah, it was pretty good weekend, I guess.
Since you brought up on that super regional against Texas, that was such a, you know, so much intrigue and so much excitement there at Clark LeClaire Stadium in the Jungle. As a football prospect, just talk about what that meant to you to get to see Pirate Nation in action, so to speak, even though it was, you know, right around 6,000, a little less than 6,000 fans, at least what was announced. I think there was more than that actually there, but you know, right around 5,800 as far as announced attendance. Just imagining, you know, multiplying that by 9 or 10 with Dowdy Ficklin Stadium, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's different in the U.S. It's not like that in Germany, and we don't have baseball and stuff like that. So it was definitely a crazy experience to see all the fans out there. And, I mean, the coaches told me when we have football games, it's going to be 10 times more. So that was definitely really exciting to see that. And it's just nice, you know, as a recruit, when you go to a school like on a visit or something, and you see that the school has like an actual fan base, you know, because when I went to other schools, they didn't have, I mean, some of them didn't have a good fan base. And I mean, I want to play in a stadium that has like fans in it, you know. It just, I don't want to play in a stadium that is empty or something. So it was definitely a great experience, and definitely a key element on the way to my commitment.
When you were on your visit, I know current East Carolina starting quarterback Holton Ahlers was in attendance at those baseball games. Just talk about some of the current players that I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but as far as, you know, Holton Ahlers, Mason Garcia is the backup quarterback as we speak, you know, some of the players that you may have had the opportunity to interact with.
Yeah. So when I was on campus, I didn't meet any players. It was like, I just met the Australian kicker, because I mean, he was out there practicing or something, and it was a specialist camp in the morning, so I met him, and which is pretty cool. I mean, he's another international kid, and probably had the same kind of process going on when he came there. And yeah, I mean, it's definitely a team with a great future, and it's what Coach Houston told me and Coach Scott. They had like, I think, 60 receptions for the tight ends last season, which is pretty impressive. Of course, my high school, we had probably 5 in total or something for all the tight ends last season. So I'm definitely ready for that. And yeah, I hope I can bring my part to the team and to the success of the team.
Yeah, no doubt. You talk about that emphasis that Coach Houston and the staff place on the tight end position. The room was very bare, we'll say. You know, not really any tight ends on the roster to speak of when they took over back in December of 2018. And they've built that room into what it is now with the likes of Ryan Jones, who had such an excellent season a year ago. Shane Calhoun had a solid year. And like you said, it was the best production East Carolina's received out of the tight end position since way back in 2015.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's definitely just a great thing to see if you see a team playing with tight ends. Because, I mean, it's a great opportunity to have more possibilities for plays in your playbook. And, yeah, it's just the way I like to play the game. And, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely a physical tight end. I can block, and that's what I did at my high school. We had a pretty good run game, so I used to block, like, I don't know, 40 plays a game or something. So pretty exciting, yeah.
I know you didn't have the opportunity to meet any players, like you said, on your visit last weekend, but Keaton Mitchell, one of the Pirates' top running backs, the top running back a season ago, you know, he had a tremendous year, a ton of, you know, 60, 70, 80-yard touchdown runs for him. And I'm sure the coaching staff referenced him on the visit. But like you said, there's so many tight ends that we have on the roster, but they're used in a variety of ways, both, you know, attached to the line of scrimmage, so to speak, or split them out in the slot and have the opportunity to use them that way to create mismatches on the defense.
Definitely, yeah. That was definitely one of the other aspects that I looked at when I thought about committing to ECU, because I definitely watched some of the games from last year, like the highlights and stuff. So I wanted to see what the program is about and if I fit in the program. And yeah, I definitely think that I fit in the program. And yeah, that's another thing that made me commit to ECU.
I know Middle Tennessee in Conference USA, and then they're one of the programs that had also recruited you. And so in addition to Middle Tennessee, who were some of the other programs you had heard from?
Yeah, definitely. So my recruiting process was kind of, I would say, tough, because I came here, like I said, with like 185 or something, and I played wide receiver, and then I had a pretty good season. My first season in the U.S., my junior season, I played D end, which was a new position for me, and had a pretty good season, actually. So I got offers last summer from like Middle Tennessee, Dartmouth, Columbia, Tennessee Tech. And so the whole recruiting process kind of started for me last summer. And then, yeah, some pretty big schools recruited me over the summer when I was back home. But when I came back on campus, my coach told me we need like a big tight end. So I told him I can do it. But then most of the schools kind of dropped me because I didn't play the position they offered me for. So I had to kind of get into the recruiting process again this summer. So this summer I was talking to pretty much all the big schools or all the schools that came to the camps. And Middle Tennessee obviously was the first school that offered me this summer. And then on the second day, ECU showed interest. And I told my parents that ECU was always like a dream for me, because when I came to the U.S., it's not that far away, and we played in North Carolina. So I heard of the school and the program, and I told my parents if they offer, I want to commit, and then that's where I want to go. So when they showed interest, I don't know. I didn't stop talking to other schools, but it was like when I talked to other schools, I felt like it's cool. It's a nice experience, but I just want to go to ECU, and if they offer, I'm gone. I just want to go there, and yeah, at the end, that's what happened, and I'm happy that it went that way, and yeah, definitely a good experience at the end.
I know early on in the interview, I believe we have some technical difficulties, so very quickly want to revisit this. I know you partnered with the organization that allows opportunities, and it's a nonprofit organization there in Germany that provides opportunities in the States for young men like yourself who want to play football in the collegiate ranks. But if you would just talk about your exposure to the game growing up, and had it just been, maybe watching games, be it on YouTube or otherwise online, that sparked your interest in American football.
Yeah, so when I grew up, I played soccer. That's what like everyone does in Germany. We all play soccer, and I played that for a long time. And my dad at that time, he worked overseas in like Denver and New York. So whenever he came back, he watched football sometimes, and he watched the Super Bowl and all the playoffs because that was like the only game they showed in Germany, the Super Bowl. So I kind of started watching it with him. And then I think in like 2017 or something, they started showing like three games a weekend or something of the NFL season. So I started watching that, and then I don't know what kind of motivated me to start, but I just told my parents I want to start playing football, and they said, all right, then go for it, do it. If you want to do it, then have fun, try it, and maybe you like it. So I started playing, and yeah, like I said, I played like in the fifth division or something in Germany for my hometown team, in front of like maybe 20 fans or something. And then yeah, after 2 seasons or 1 season of flag football, I went to my like a bigger team close to my hometown. They play in the first division in Germany. They're the current national champion. So I played for them 1 season, and then COVID came and everything, COVID hit. And that's when I got recruited for the national team, and that's that same month, like November 2019. That was when that nonprofit organization came up to me and was like, if you want to try your best to play in the US, then we should go for it right now. Because we didn't have any games in Germany because of COVID, so there was just one chance. If I want to play in 2020, I have to go to the US. So I was like, I want to play, and I want to make it to the next level. So I told them, yeah, let's try it. And then I ended up playing for Raven Gap.
Yeah, as awful as the COVID-19 pandemic obviously was, it's awesome that an opportunity like that, it may have happened anyway, but it sped things up for you, and it certainly worked out with you earning the scholarship to East Carolina University. A couple more things for you here, Max, and I know it's early on in the process, but do you have any idea what you would like to study when you get to ECU?
So I thought about it the last 2 years when I went to high school in the US, and I thought about business, international business or something like that, because that's obviously something you can do, or you can use that degree wherever you go. And if I stay in the US, I can use that, and if I want to go to Germany, back to Germany after college, and I can still use that over there. So that's definitely something I thought about, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
And making that transition a couple years ago to going to school here in the States, obviously your family, all that distance away back at home in Germany. And just talk about that and, maybe mention two or three things, like what were the most challenging aspects of that transition?
So like I said earlier, it's definitely different in the US. It's all bigger, it's faster, it's more physical in the way of football. But also when you go to high school in the States, it's just different. It's like a whole different atmosphere. Like all the students, they support the whatever track and field team, they support the soccer team, they support the football team. And in Germany, it's not like that. In Germany, if you want to play soccer, if you want to play whatever, you want to be a part of the track team or something, you have to go to a club team. And we don't really have sport teams or something like that connected with a school in Germany, with high school. So that was definitely the biggest difference. And then, like I said, it's Raven Gebel was a boarding school, so I stayed on campus. And especially the first year, because of COVID and everything, we had a pretty good football season. But after that, it was just staying on campus over the weekend, and then practice and morning lifts and everything during the week. So it was just, I mean, it was just a grind, you know. It was just, I had my goal, my vision for 2022, and I was pretty much just work, you know. It was not just, I don't know, hanging out with friends or something. It was just that one goal in my mind, and just trying to focus, and it worked pretty good. And yeah, it was definitely a great experience and a good experience, but definitely not the easiest. You know, it wasn't an easy way or something. Being away from my parents and being away from my friends back home, because, like I said, COVID hit in like April or something in 2022, and I left in July, I think. So I pretty much left everyone behind and had to make new friends in the US and get used to the pace on the field and in the classroom. So it was definitely different, but I liked it and I got used to it. And yeah, good decision.
And when are you going to be coming back to the States?
So right now I talked to the coaches, and we talked about July, like the last 2 weeks of July or something, because I'm going to try to get my parents with me just for them to see campus and everything and meet the coaches. And then, yeah, I'm going to be on campus, I guess, late July.
Sounds good. Well, Max, once again, we certainly appreciate your time. I have really enjoyed this 20-minute or so conversation, and really excited to have you as a member of the East Carolina football program. And we look forward to catching up with you maybe at Media Day, or whenever you're here in the States here in the next month or so.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time.
Pirate Nation, that is Max Lunch. He is, of course, one of the newest members of Crew 22 on the East Carolina football recruiting class for the year. And remember to follow us on social media, on Twitter and TikTok at TheSportsOBJ, on Instagram at The Sports Objective, like and follow us on Facebook. And, of course, as always, subscribe to our YouTube channel. For Max Lunch, I'm Bob Rosenbaum. You've been watching and listening to The Sports Objective. Have a great one, everyone. And as always, go Pirates.
My heart is purple and gold. I'm a pirate down to my
soul.
And I don't back down.